French Touring Fun. Bienvenue. Today, I wanted to talk to you about the difference between tu and vous in French. So, as you know, there are two ways in French to say you. So, there is tu, the informal way, and there is vous, which is the formal way. Before we get into the subject, I wanted to give you a bit of history. So, it is firstly the emperors that was using vous because they spoke about themselves in plural, because they wanted to show importance and respect. So that's where the vous appeared. Then it's later during the French Revolution that vous is the enemy, and they wanted it to be abolished because it was unfair to show hierarchy. So, well, it came and go as vous, but nowadays we still use vous. That's what I wanted to talk to you about it, because it's very important. First of all, from my experience, when I arrived in the UK, it was very surprising because it's very different. You talk to the manager, you call your manager by their first name. Anyone you don't know, they call you by your first name. So it's a bit strange, but you get used to it. So if you go to France, you work to France, or yeah, it's important you know about it. So let's start with vous. In French, so we call that le vouvoiement, when we say vous to someone. So vous, we will use mainly for people we don't know or people we want to show respect. For example, someone you don't know, it can be your manager, or it can be a teacher. No, you don't know personally your teacher. It can be a university, at school, anywhere. It can be also someone, an employee of a shop. So for example, if you go to the supermarket and you can't find the sugar, you ask an employee, you will say vous to the person because you don't know them. So also your neighbor, if you don't know them, you will say vous. And also there is parents-in-law, that in France is usually we use vous as a form of respect. So that's important to know, and elderly people. So yeah, that's a general rule, people you respect or you don't know. You need to know too that vous is used as plural to talk about a group of people. So now about tu. Tu, so le tutoiement, we say for someone you will say tu. So it's everybody you know. It's more friendly, it's less formal. So it's your friends, it's your brother, your sister, your parents, anyone in your family, except for example parents-in-law, and anyone, yeah, so anyone you know or anyone that agreed for you to use to. So even if you don't know someone, if the person say, oh, it's fine, you can say tu, I'm more comfortable with tu, then you can just use tu if the person told you to do so. What about other French-speaking countries then? Well, in Belgium and Switzerland, it's the same. We use vous like in France. But in Quebec and Africa, it's less strict. So, tu is used more often in these countries. So, that's important for you to know. And yeah, that's all for this podcast. So if you liked it, do not hesitate to visit my blog, FrenchTutoringFun.com, to listen to more podcasts and see other content like articles, for instance. À bientôt!